Welcome back. Today's Wednesday, January the 8th. Today I want us to focus our prayers in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to draw a simple phrase. Oh, it's from about verse 2. And we're going to pray around this theme. The phrase in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 is this. Paul's recounting their ministry there, and he says they were emboldened by God to speak the gospel of God to you in spite of great opposition. So it's a very challenging and convicting phrase, isn't it? That Paul's recounting how he and his team, they were emboldened by God. So here's this divine, supernatural, can we use the word energy or power and boldness to do something that probably in the natural world or just left to ourselves, we wouldn't normally do. We don't speak boldly in the face of great persecution, typically. Most people are frightened by that. We tend to find out, you know, like what's going to take to make sure everyone's appeased, or how can I please those who are listening, or we often seek the approval of men, so to speak. Paul here is saying that in that moment, when there was great opposition, that they were emboldened by God to speak the gospel of God. And so I want us to pray to this end today, that during these 21 days, we will all see an increase of our spiritual boldness. That doesn't mean that we're going to see an increase in our spiritual rudeness, all right? Nor does it mean that we'll see an increase in spiritually offending people. I don't think those have to happen at the same time. Some of the offense may occur, but I pray that we're not offensive personally. What I'm praying for is a boldness that even in the face of great opposition, we'll have the courage to speak with great boldness about the greatest news in the world, the message of the gospel. And my sense is that all of us have these moments. I don't think there's anyone in this current culture who doesn't at times encounter moments or people or situations or conversations in which they suddenly could get really nervous. Their fear rises. They're wondering how to best, you know, step their way through a conversation or maneuver their way through an encounter or a situation. I think that's pretty normal. Most Christians who want to speak for the Lord in some fashion, either individually or in a setting of a group, there are times when fear rises and we begin to think, should I say this? Or how can I say this? Or is this the time to say this? And so those are all questions that have to be answered. What I want to do is pray that in that moment, we will experience an emboldening from God, a supernatural Holy Spirit given power to not mince our words or sidestep the issue or dance around what really matters. Instead, to politely, compassionately, and yet courageously step into the moment and to do what the verse says here, to speak the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. And I'm praying that God will do that in my heart in an increasing fashion. I want you to pray that in your heart, God will do that work of emboldening you to speak about His gospel, even when you're facing great opposition. So let's pray to that end today, can we? Heavenly Father, I'm sure that every single person who's tuning in out of this episode has had moments or will have moments. They have some experience of what it looks like to be fearful of saying something, of putting themselves on the line when it comes to what they believe and what they know when others are listening or others are around. There's this sense of, will there be a price to pay in this moment? Will I endanger a relationship? And Lord, sometimes then we shrink back. We don't say what needs to be said. And I'm sure there's a lot of variables in these situations. So Lord, knowing that I don't know all the variables, but knowing that You do, in each person's life, in my life, in all of these circumstances, I pray that, Lord, this verse would be ever so true in the lives of those who call First Family their faith family. That, Lord, we would experience You giving us boldness to speak about Your gospel in spite of great opposition. That actually in the very moments when fear rises, what we will experience is a greater rising of spiritual boldness that will exhibit itself in just the words, just the timing, where your gospel is ringing out from us, and that we would not give in to fear, that we would not try to placate, or that we would not try to massage words so as to, have some kind of ambiguity or looseness. Instead, Lord, we'd be crystal clear and yet with great compassion when it comes to the issue of the gospel, and when the moment is right to share a message about the gospel, a message about you, to speak a word of clarity about what matters most. Lord, give us manifest Holy Spirit-driven boldness in those exact moments, so that there's clarity, and there's courage, and there's compassion about what really matters most, and that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God, I pray for myself and for those who are joining me in prayer right now, that this verse would be realized over not only the next 24 hours, but over the remaining days of our emphasis. As the verse says, Lord, make this a reality in my life, in the lives of those joining me in prayer, that we would experience an emboldening that's from you to speak the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. And this we ask in faith in the name of Christ. Amen.